My brothers and sisters, may the Lord give you his peace. Well, today we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday. I also believe it's also Vocation Sunday. I'm praying for vocations. So this beautiful image of the shepherd, you know, that's one of the oldest pictures of Christ, was in one of the catacombs, was the picture of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, carrying that sheep on his shoulders. An image that certainly is very striking, very endearing, you know, that relationship between the shepherd and his sheep. We don't see too many sheep in the Bronx, but so we don't get to see these, agricultural images, you know, too often. But it is such a beautiful image where Jesus speaks about being the good shepherd. Now, he makes a few comparisons here. He tells us, first of all, that the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The life of a shepherd is a very difficult one, and at least in olden times it was, when you had to bring the flock to find, you know, green grass and still water. You know, that meant you had to travel wherever the flock needed to go. So that meant a lot of sacrifice on the part of the shepherd. At the same time, there was always danger. Danger from wolves, danger from bears. And you remember King David, when he was young, he was a shepherd, and he killed a bear on one occasion, a lion on another occasion. He learned to use that slingshot, didn't he? And that helped him later on, you know, with Goliath. And one shot, and he took care of Goliath. Huh? So he was a good shepherd and a good shot. So Jesus is a good shepherd. You know, his whole life he spent for our sake. He did not come for his own glory, to, you know, just earthly glory. He came to lay down his life for his sheep. See, as he said there at the end, this is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up again. But this is the command that the Father gave him when he sent him into the world, was to lay down his life for these sheep so that we might be saved. And so the Lord loves us. We are his own. That's why he said the hireling, the person who only works for pay, has no real interest, no personal commitment to care for the flock. And so when danger comes, thieves come, you know, wild animals, he's just interested in himself, and he flees. And the poor flock is scattered, and these wild animals, you know, kill many of the sheep. So Jesus gave us that example of being a good sheep, a good shepherd. And remember, he said, no greater love can you have than that you lay down your life for your friends. You know, when Pope John Paul the Great said, he said at one point, he said, the greatest saint of the 20th century, he said, was Saint Maximilian Kolbe. And the greatest mystic of the 20th century, he said, was Saint Padre Pio. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, because he did precisely what Jesus said, to lay down your life for your friends. No greater love can you have. And holiness is measured by love. And so Jesus loved us so much that he laid down his own life. See, we were supposed to be sentenced to that, you know, the sentence that Christ took, but he took it upon himself for our sake. And he also gives us that beautiful example, not only the laying down of his life, not only the need to put the needs of the sheep before his own, but he also tells us that I know my sheep and my sheep know me. You know, it was common in Israel at night, so that the shepherds could get some sleep, they would bring the many of the flocks in the local area together, and the various shepherds would take turns during the night watching the sheep. And they would put them in a sheepfold, sheep pen. And then in the morning, each shepherd would stand by the entrance to that sheep pen, and he would call each of his sheep by name. And when the sheep heard his voice, they would recognize his voice. They wouldn't come if a stranger called their name. But when the shepherd called it, they would recognize not only their name, but they would recognize his voice, and they would come. And that's the kind of close union between the shepherd and his sheep. And so we have to recognize the voice of Christ. That's why when Jesus called Mary Magdalene, remember, she thought on Easter Sunday, she thought he was the gardener who had a little garden near the tomb, you know, and that was one of the stories going around to account for the empty tomb, is that the local gardener, he had his little tomato patch, I guess, and he was afraid that people were going to be, you know, coming out there, stepping all over the tomatoes and breaking the plants and everything else. So he took the body away, and so people wouldn't have to go out to the tomb, you know. But it was only when he said, when Jesus said her name, that she recognized him. So that beautiful closeness. So we should love the Lord. And you know, the psalm which tells us that, though I walk in the valley of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Huh? He's the good shepherd. I'm trying to find that psalm here just for a moment. I think it would be in here. Yeah. He leads me to restful waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me, and though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff. They give me courage. So the good shepherd is watching over his sheep, and even in our troubled times, you know, we must place our trust in Jesus, the good shepherd. No one can overtake him. He laid down his life for us. That's the only way. Remember when he was before Pilate, and Pilate said to him, "Why don't you speak to me? Don't you know that I have the power to release you or to crucify you?" And he said, "You would have no power over me were it not given to you from above." So the Lord is always watching over us. So let us not fear. Okay, as we go forth from this retreat today, you know, let us go with renewed courage, knowing that the Lord is always watching over us. He loved us so much, he had laid down his life for us. So he's not going to let something harm us if we are being faithful to him. Everything works to good for those who love God. So we walk after the shepherd, and you know, he calls us in such a way that we recognize him. What a beautiful gift to have. To know Jesus Christ and to know his Holy Mother, who's always watching over us. In one of the Capuchin provinces, yesterday they celebrated the feast of the Mother of the Good Shepherd. And it's the only province that can do that because they were named after that title of Mary. So she is the Mother of the Good Shepherd, and so she's always watching over the flock of her Son. And I just want to take this opportunity to say it's been wonderful to be sharing the weekend with you. I hope that it has helped you in some way, give you some guidance, some encouragement, to know that we're going to have our crosses and suffering, but if we carry it with Jesus and his Holy Mother meets us along the way, you know, great things will happen. We have to trust that Jesus is in charge of everything. As he said, you know, nobody takes my life from me. I lay it down of myself. So nothing can harm us as long as Jesus is with us. Okay? And so we need to place our confidence in him. I want to thank all of you who, you know, helping out in different ways on the retreat, you know. And I did want to mention, if anybody got any books and they like them signed, if you bring them to the refectory, or if you're not going there, just let me know and I can sign them, you know, before you leave. Okay, so it's been wonderful. Let us pray for one another, and just follow the good shepherd wherever he leads. Huh? You know, by the way, it's an interesting thing about Israel, the shepherds in Israel. According to my professor when I studied in theology, one of the professors, he was a scripture scholar, he said, Israel is the only place in the world where a shepherd walks in front of the sheep. Usually the shepherd's either in the middle of all the sheep or in the back, but Israel is the only place they walk in front of the sheep. And I told that on a retreat that I was giving And a nun told me later on, she was in Israel, and she was in a taxi cab, and they were going down this little narrow road, and coming the other way was a shepherd with his flock. And when the taxi cab driver beeped the horn, the shepherd turned to the side, and the entire flock went to the side with him. I saw in Italy, I saw in the outskirts of Rome, I saw a shepherd in the middle of the flock, and it looked like complete chaos. It seemed like the Israeli shepherds had a better way of leading the flock, you know, and just hopefully they all follow where the shepherd goes. And that's what we must do. So my brothers and sisters, may the Lord and His Holy Mother bless you always.